This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you get going in this day, just remember, God is a part of your day. You may not think about God very much, you may have left God out of your life, but I assure you, He's still there. God wants to be a part of your life. He wants you to become a part of what He is doing in this world. And what He is doing is changing the lives of men and women and young people so that He becomes at the center of their lives, brings their life meaning, purpose, fulfillment, and the love without which life is meaningless. We're talking this week about being born again and what that means. It means that you're born already into this world through your mother and father. You're born physically. But our birth into this world brings with it what the Bible calls fallenness. Now, we inherit from our parents and their parents and their parents and all the way back to the first man and woman a brokenness in our lives that comes from their having pushed God away and pushed Him out of their lives. And the Bible says when they did that, that something broke inside of us. And I'm sure you feel that in your own heart and life, don't you? That sense that things are not as they should be. You struggle and struggle to make your life what it ought to be, but you can't. Even if you're successful in your business or in your endeavors, there's something in your inner life that tells you something is missing, something is not the way it ought to be. One of the ways the Bible describes that is that without God in our lives, we're slaves to this fallen way of life. We can't get out of this cycle of making choices that are selfish and self-centered, that really, although they're self-centered, they damage our lives and our relationships with the people around us. We're slaves. And maybe you think, well, I don't like that word used about me. I'm not a slave. I'm free because God's not in my life. I'm free to do as I want. Well, think about it. As you look at your life, do you find yourself struggling with addictions to alcohol or drugs or gambling? Do you find yourself struggling with an inability to respond to people that matter to you in a positive way? And you find yourself just reacting to people in ways that are damaging your relationships? Or maybe those things are not a problem, but there's some other issue in your life, and you would say, you're right, John, I need God. Well, being born again is starting life completely new because Jesus Christ comes into your life and gives you a living relationship with God. And that spiritual relationship with God transforms your life. Well, as the verses we're looking at this week say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again. I just want to zero in for a minute on that expression, according to His great mercy. Mercy is a beautiful thing, isn't it? You see it when a child is afraid they're going to get into terrible trouble because of something they've done wrong, and it would be right for them to get in trouble, and yet the parent comes to them and says, don't worry, you're safe, and I love you. Mercy means not getting what you actually deserve to get in terms of judgment and punishment. And isn't it true? We've offended God so many times in our lives. We really don't deserve His mercy. We do deserve His judgment. And yet God comes to us and says, what I want to do is love you. What I want to do is love you. Jesus said to Nicodemus, God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but so that the world might be saved through Him. As you consider God in your life, God is wanting to show you mercy. Yes, you deserve judgment, but He didn't come to condemn, but to forgive you. Accept His forgiveness today and invite Him to come into the center of your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.